Billy Joel on a brand new Tuesday morning. Let's get you up to date, see what's happening. Danny is your headlines.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. TikTok's future in the U.S. is in the hands of the Supreme Court after justices heard arguments last week over an impending ban of the massively popular app. Under a law signed last spring, ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, must sell the platform by January 19th or be banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. A car was stolen from a Red Bank Shell gas station Friday night after its driver went to pay for gas. According to a video released by Red Bank police, the man got out of an SUV and crouched in front of the sedan, waiting to make his move. As the driver went to pay the attendant, the crouched man jumped behind the wheel. The video shows the driver tried to stop the man but backed away, thinking he had a weapon. And the Grammy Awards will not be postponed due to the Southern California wildfires. The Recording Academy announced on Monday the decision was made in close coordination with local authorities. Music's biggest night is set to take place on February 2nd at the Crypto.com Arena in L.A. Stay tuned to the Townsquare New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Now, here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Welcome back to the cold side. You're reaching for the heavy coat this morning as we face 3 days of unseasonably chilly weather. Mostly sunny, breezy today with a flurry possible. High temperature only reaches about 31 degrees. The wind chill, the feels like temperature will be closer to 20 this afternoon. A few clouds this evening, clear and breezy overnight. Low of 21, the wind chill closer to 10. Sunny, windy, and cold tomorrow. High again, only 31. From the Townsquare, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Right now, as you're heading out the door this morning, 28 degrees, another chilly one this morning. In fact, we're going to have a couple days, as Dan mentioned, where temperatures are going to feel cold once again. The feels like temp for the kids at the bus stop this morning is 14.
Wow.
Yeah, so on the way.
The last week, I was in Florida.
Yeah.
You know how cold it was at night? It got down to 32 and we had 44 during the day.
You texted me and said it was freezing down. I was like, I was like, you're not swimming down
but
there
the
now.
Pools are still open.
Are they?
Hell yeah.
Lifeguards are walking around with parkas on.
Yeah.
Hey, Sue's got the breakfast dish, less than 20 coming up with Sean and